truth of the matter, right? They always gonna try to degrade, right? Mystify what we did as a people back in the day. And you gonna even have some Uncle Toms that's gonna do that shit. Because they are afraid of what they are. You gotta remember, your oppressor made you like that. I told a person, right, joking, Jesus and the devil was the same person. He took it and ran with it. Not because I said it personally, no. Because of what these books do to people. We get caught up in thinking that it's a disrespect to God. Do you understand what I'm saying? That be the whole problem with people, yeah. When it has nothing to do with nothing of the sort. You cannot call something fake if you don't understand it.
Right.
And you can't,
don't question God.
You can't question something you don't know nothing about. Just think of this. Do you think God put you on the earth, right, to go through your whole life without knowing your body your whole life? No. Huh? Do you think he put you on this earth to not understand how the brain works? Right?
Right.
In Africa, we would get a test, right, which they call rites to passage, okay, where we dealt with certain regular things of life, like in dealing with a man and a female.
Okay.
You think in the front of your brain, I think in the back.
Okay.
Right? Black people think with both sides of their brain. Other races,
right,
compute on one side.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
And
the think other with the other. Just like, right, just think.
You understand what I'm saying? It's like they process. They process on one side, taking information. Process on one side, taking information. But we could do both sides. Polarity.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? That's why it's a little bit more rhythm than stepped out. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But we were supposed to learn these things so you would know how to deal with your mate. Knowing that you're not supposed to be around her every day. Knowing that you're not supposed to eat a meal till 12 noon every day. No animal in this fucking world eat till 12 o'clock. Probably your dog, because you fuck his body up. Then you wonder why you got to take him to the vet.
Right.
You fuck this circadian rhythm up. That's something God gave you. Your African genome system is all direct correlation from the fruits and vegetables and the nutrients you eat. That's why it doesn't matter for a European, because their body is sulfur base. You understand? Yours, a base, is selenium. They are beings of acidity. You understand that? So their stomach can handle way more. They process vitamin D way faster than us, right? And you have something called intestinal flora, which you got to free. You get what I'm saying? They have to have nourishment too, because that's the thing in your body, that, in your stomach, that's protecting you.
Right.
You feel what I'm saying? So you think on this, if you can get upset, right, in your head, and your brain is connected to your gut, and your brain can send signals to your gut can send signals right back to your brain too.
Mm-hmm.
So the same angers shoot through. Resentment,
second brain
grief,
in our stomach.
Right. You got a second brain in your stomach.
Right.
Grief, right?
Mm-hmm.
Anger deals with your heart. Hate deals with your heart. Fact. But these are the things we don't know. We rather listen to an oppressor. A motherfucker told me I talk white, right? This is how I fuck you up with this. If we taught the motherfucker that supposedly made talking white, then right. I ask you, what do I talk now? How do it make sense? You can't make sense out of being oppressed.
Right.
Do you understand that? We try to make sense of being oppressed. Everything is a by conquer. Everything is by conquest. We've been dominated. It's okay. But you must free your mind now. You're going to be a slave all the way around the board? Nobody's saying we're supposed to be out here doing crazy shit, rioting. No, no. Get right in your head. The path to enlightenment is you understanding what's going on around you. We get caught up in our everyday life thinking that's reality, when the world big as shit. There's a lot going on.
Right.
It's a lot going on. We get caught up in this illusion of everyday life, thinking that shit matter when it does not.
We only see 1%.
Of the spectrum,
the whole world.
What were they just saying? Your pineal gland is fake and.
Mm-hmm. How do they know were there even brain surgeons in Egypt that far back?
Pretty sure, right? Pineal gland fake, right? Just tell me this.
Oh my gosh.
Does everyone, right? Mm-hmm. Every black kid. Everybody know a black kid that could dance their ass off when they 3 years old. Nobody taught them a thing. We are not beings of method, right? We don't have Neanderthal DNA, right? The Neanderthal brought meat into the diet, right? And with meat, a lot of diseases came because your body only processes what it knows it's supposed to have. So if you put a raisin in your body turn it back to a grape, right?
You're right. Go ahead, you're right.
Your body turn it back to a grape. Mm-hmm. Now, your body know that this grape supposed to have certain nutrients when it come in.
Right,
so
right,
it
right.
rips it from your eye, it rips it for your bones, and so on. Same thing with white sugar. White sugar is not real. It's not nothing of this planet.
Right.
Naturally. If it's not alkaline, it's not from this planet. Naturally. A lot of fruits and vegetables have been hybridized.
Hell yeah.
You want to get a complete...
Even if not, they're seedless.
That's because for a long time, the world thought plants did not have complete protein when that was a lot. Mm-hmm. Our diet from Africa was a plant-based diet. Meat was very seldom. Not a lot. That was not our thing. But people had you thinking otherwise. It's just so scary. If I had on a kufi or had a Bible in my hand, I would get no argument. This
right,
is all
right.
I mean.
Yep, that's crazy.
Because I speak on something African is a problem. I don't understand how niggas want to believe they from somewhere else. What else do we have to fucking talk about if we never spoke on this type of things? We never spoke on these things. So what the fuck else can we talk about? You know yourself? All they could tell you where is their grandfather come from. They can't go any further.
Right.
So you telling me you from the Americas? Then I ask you what tribe.
Right.
If you Indian, they don't even know that.
Where I was just about to say.
Most people think Indians. Oh, you ain't put the dojo on that.
Damn, forgot.
What's up, Kay? I say to him, there was no Islam, right, in Africa of antiquity. Before the dynasty of Akhenaten, they didn't even have a one monotheistic God. He was the first man to speak on a one God and got his ass rung out for that shit. He the one that made Ra gonna be the deity, and this is what it is. You get what I'm saying? So when they had the Ba'at, that's the Muslim-Christian agreement, when they took over Egypt, you know what I mean? When they reigned in Kemet, then the Moors were kings in Europe from 700 to 1492.
Mm-hmm. See, this is a thing too. You gotta realize that we looking at European cosmogony wrapped up. Like, they call it his story.
Right,
so
his story.
This is their version of what went down. But to genuflect, back then there were no pale people.
Right.
The lightest person would be
my complexion.
Right.
My complexion. Yeah.
Right.
So
right.
They called him tawny.
Right.
I mean, so basically, back then, with the rulership of like Africa, right?
Right.
The name
with my Tawi, Ethiopia.
So right, Simatawi.
Yeah.
They call that's like or Ty Mary.
Ty Mary, right?
Watch
right.
this, bro. Ty Mary means two Mary. But what land you know of you got two Mary? There's a Mary North and a Mary South.
Yeah.
That's North America, South America.
Right.
So the key is that anywhere you see pyramids at, those are all Kemet.
Right.
There's not
straight like
Kemet.
That.
Kemet is like a mindset of the people.
Bro, Kemet, this is what people don't right. understand. The heart and the horn, right, is what where the car Kemet. And it doesn't matter where it really come from. You feel what I'm saying? Because long as we originated it. Yeah. That's like if you say sup, cut, we're not, we don't gotta, I resonate with you because we know black people did it.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? So when it when you look at it like that, it was like Philly to Derby. You get what I'm saying? Imagine Philly got destroyed and Derby got the... I know.
Imagine before you had like a that much water covering what was Atlantis.
Right.
Because there was not that much... It was like basically a river between what would you call Africa and America.
Damn right.
So there was no Africa and America. It was just one land. That's Asia.
Mm-hmm. No, that's where we're at.
Or Asia Minor. Because watch this. The top Asia is the cosmos.
Right.
So the lower Asia is like... That's the whole earth.
Right.
Okay.
So like the West Asia, aka West Africa.
Okay. Exactly.
Is where?
Where?
America. Let me show you this. If you get in a tub right now, right?
Right.
And you in the tub and you stick your feet out the one end and your head is out the other end, are you still one body?
Yeah.
So why are we saying, why are we acting like the lands is different? Because it's a water covering.
No, you're right.
Changed.
No, you're definitely right.
So when you say an African, it's just that this is West Africa.
Right.
What we call West Africa America.
Right. It's no, bro, there is no, bro, when they go to look at the artifacts of the Indians of America, everything manufactured. Right.
And
the horn.
Watch how they playing.
And the horn.
Watch how the European play.
They'll
call you a different name of a different territory and then give you a culture of a people that's from here.
Right.
Which allows anybody that's foreigners to come and adopt that. So Indian, where you know of an India from? What India you know of? What land right now do we know is India?
In Europe?
It's in Asia.
I'm sorry.
No, you good.
Right.
But India is actually Hindustani.
Right.
Right.
Them Dravidians, right?
So even calling them Indian is like calling them after a river.
Because that is not their name. You're right. That is not their name.
What other people do they call after the river and then say, oh, that's the people? You ever heard of Niger River?
Yeah, Niger. All damn.
Oh, nigger.
Nigger, exactly. That's why I say, people say, we just started using that reference. No, that goes back.
But what do it mean? Like, Niger River is because the river was so dark.
Right.
That's so it. when the floods would happen, it would wash back on the water.
Because of the soil.
Actually black.
Remember, the soil came down from the volcano and the good fertile sand.
You got black soot.
Right, soot, right.
So
right.
When they say
that's
the
what it's
land,
called, soot, right.
The land of the black, they're not talking about the people.
That's your
they talking about the land.
The vegetation. Land. They were never talking about, remember
now,
I said
now,
that?
Now, why am I going to do this with this black stuff? You got a black hat on, black hoodie, you got a black hoodie on too, right?
Right.
Hold your hand out to the camera. Do it blend in to the hoodie?
Not at all.
How you black?
Right.
Oh, see, this is called a conflict in grammar. In law, when you call yourself black, you're calling yourself dead. Negro go back to a Greek word, necro, which means dead.
Necromancy.
So dead. And so back in the day, if you call somebody black, you saying they're not from the land. They don't have any rights to stand in. If you say white, that means pure. The sovereign, the god of the land, the lord of the land would be white. But not his color. That's his political status.
Oh, it's political status. Okay.
You stand in that law, you know what I mean? So we, and that now, so now watch this. We run around call ourselves colors, though, and that's not even for human beings.
Right.
That's
but
crazy.
See, you know what's crazy?
That's crazy.
And call me brown.
We are actually, right, humans. Yeah. We are actually humans. But you look at it like this. When the oppressor got in control, there was no race before a European.
Oh, when they
nobody classified themselves. You feel what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Nobody classified themselves. They have no classification of peoples as like different in color to a European. You get what I'm saying? So just look at this, right? We've been fucking bamboozled. And they give you the you ever read the 48 Laws of Power with the bull effect?
Yeah.
And if I put you in a corner and I'm a bull, right?
Yeah.
You gonna try to get hit by the right horn because it's gonna hit your ass the right way and it ain't gonna hurt that much, but it all hurt the same because the horn hitting you.
Right.
You get hit like you think I gave you an option
out of a non-option. Like, right. That's called the Hegelian dialectic.
Okay.
I control it, right? Then give you some chaos.
Okay.
Right.
Fix it. Mm. That's called Trump and Hillary running against each other.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have no dog in the race, but I'm saying what the people projected was, oh, Hillary bad because she lying.
Right.
And then they're like, but Trump bad too. Because he
but how about two fucking people? How about their both bad?
So then it's like,
right?
Oh damn! Well, I'm gonna pick the lesser of two evils. There's no such thing as that. That's an oxymoron.
No, right? Evil is evil.
What you do is don't pick any of them.
Right.
Evil is evil.
So the history, like historical race concepts, right?
Right.
The concept of race is a rough division of anatomically modern humans, aka Homo sapiens, has a long and complicated history. The word race itself, modern, and was used in a sense of nation, ethnic group during the 16th and 19th centuries.
Mm-hmm.
Hold up.
So that's when the world started?
So what ancient history they talking about if race came out in the 1600s?
But
who made it? Though?
Shit.
Who made race up?
But look,
Germans.
That's crazy.
Right. But that's what I'm saying to you. That's when race started, though. That's when the world started to.
So what is all this? What's all this talk about the black people, the African history,
right,
the black,
right,
the white man,
right,
the what? No, there is no white race back in the day. There is no black race.
Right.
There's no race. There's one human race.
Human.
And then guess what the race is? It's a family. Because race means to shoot out from. Where
Whoa.
You shoot out from. The mother. Hold up. Nigga, they forgot the mother the whole time. They've been saying God is the father, right?
The father,
let's break
the son.
This word down. Let's break the words. Right? It's all in the words. Father. Fater. Fat her. That's a pregnant woman. Or the grandma. So father, God is just the woman.
Mm-hmm.
What is a man?
Damn.
No, we're right.
A man
real
is
shit
a woman
though, right?
Where the titties don't work.
No, you're right. Listen.
Real rap.
Where you know? This. Where do you know? You got a man before a woman anywhere?
Never.
Listen, their concepts are so. Why do you think they made this language? For one, they couldn't speak ours. Because of those triphonic languages, they could not keep up because it'd drive them crazy studying it.
Mm-hmm.
It's fact. That's why they made the...
We about to kill it.
You know what I mean?
You said something earlier. Now, keep going.
Right? So, as in doing that, they're so masculine. Look at the masculine principle in their words. That's why every word is flat and you can't send a vibration with English.
Now, watch this.
Right.
This ain't English. You don't speak English.
No, we don't.
If you spoke English, it sounded like German.
Mm-hmm. Who wrote that? Alexander Pushkin.
Right.
Alexander Pushkin, a black man.
The Moors.
A black man.
Now watch this. Pusha or Basha? That's a Moorish title. And then they call him Pushkin because the kin of the Pusha is the Moorish. They like to take our names and
wrote Russian
titles
right
together.
Right.
Push, you mean, then Putin, that's the amalgamated version of what it should look like. That nigga should be Jet Dark. In their empire, go back in your mind to where you see the stuff stop happening, and then you can just rewind and you see exactly what was going on. The mother's control and shit. Ain't no such thing as no pharaoh. That's called para'a. That's the mother house. All the mothers was in there, and then they would choose the most empirical daughter. Look at the bees. Look at the ants. That's us.
No, that's what I'm saying.
How to do all types of magic, right. Meditate.
Women were the speakers.
Yeah.
Men wrote down. So look, you're right. Women were the speakers.
A line of all women and then birth a son.
Yeah.
That's that concept of Jesus and Muhammad and all
right.
that.
Right.
The prophets. They came from a line of all women. Right. And think about what they do in the Bible. They make it seem like these niggas was orphans. No, right. look, because it's all the same person.
You ladder really of Jesus, think. the 12 steps
Noah,
of Jesus.
Noah, Moses, Jesus, they're all the same people. You got to follow it.
Yeah.
Noah got on a boat, water happened, he landed up in another land. Jesus, the Pharaoh was getting hyped, he got on the something water and got on another land,
right.
Egypt. Moses, he was in Egypt, his pop started tripping, he crossed the water to another land.
That's a synopsis,
land.
But look at it, Ibni. A synopsis.
Wait, watch this, the Ibni. You gotta watch. He was sent from his people because they was tripping in there, because the Romans, so-called, were tripping in there. He sent them out to Egypt. He got to Egypt, was taken as a son in Egypt, then saved the people who was from his land and went back to his land to take it.
That's the story of Horus.
That's the story of us.
Right. But I know I'm saying the concept they got it from, right? If you see the 7 tablets of creation, right? Look at the 7 tablets of creation. Contrast and compare. Right. Then look at they took the fucking Book of the Dead and thought it was about some holy shit, right? When it was about elevating consciousness, waking the people. They knew about waking people up. Do you get what I'm saying?
It's the Book of Life.
Two, you gotta look at right this, right? Like go over Ghana and look at Cape Coast. You get what I'm saying? The slave ports, right?
This is
fact.
Right.
Now, right? Yeah. They say it's hard to keep a slave on his own terrain. That's why they had to go get us and bring us over here. And plus, though, when Columbus was here, the Moors were here. Do you get what I'm saying? Right. So some people still, it was like we all got mixed and contrast. That's why if you do it, like, say, like 23andMe and all that shit, you would catch. And mother like, damn, I got Spanish in my blood. You on Spanish? No, asshole. What are you talking about?
When they bring...
Right.
You can't be a language.
No, exactly.
And that's not even the language they speak in. They speak Castilian. Spanish ain't real. Spanish is just a bastardization. To be told. Say black,
right.
Denotatively, I'm calling you pale. Connotatively, black is just black. We all black.
Right.
Like you, we can speak that when we chilling, but in the, when it's when
no,
we
seriously,
watching,
right.
When the law, when we on TV, we can't be black.
We cannot be
like
black.
That,
right. You're damn
because
right.
Everybody
that's not
together.
No. You can't get nothing from being black.
And now watch this. I'm gonna bring you into something crazy. Notice how we look different than everybody in the world.
Right.
We all got dreads right now for some reason.
Right.
But we all got a different facial look than everybody in the world.
Yes.
Right.
That's the more.
Right.
Because when we say that, then you got to think, people recognize us as that from all over the world. Hindustanians, they learn in second grade that this is our land.
Right. Not for us.
Second grade? Ask them, do you know about the Mauryan? They say, you know that? Be like, yeah, I know about Hindustani and the Sindhus. They get all hype. And if you got a fez on, you might get bowed to and all types of shit.
Yeah.
Europeans know when you got your fez on, they can't. They not allowed to speak to you unless they give you a gold coin. And then you're supposed to drop some knowledge off to them. It's called a Jew or a Jew. So he Jewish when you get the knowledge given to him, when you break the knowledge to him.
Right. The Moors are the ones that brought up Europe, right? But the only thing, right? That's why I say concepts came with the Moors, right? With the Mardishi, right? But look at this, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, who the oldest tribe in the world right now? Who the oldest tribe never been tampered with?
They call them the Sentinels, but I don't like that.
And this is how you understand the world. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Because you got to go to the indigenous people of the world that have not been conquered. And they will eat you, right?
Yeah, bro.
They will eat you. They tell you, step foot, I'm going to eat you.
When you see the people, though, Pearl, gold chains on. What's going on over there? They naked. They don't give a fuck. But you got to realize, too.
I'm telling you, this was...
These are peoples whose empires were
destroyed. Can I break you up? Right. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Can I take you through time to make you understand how we even got the first group? Just one time through time?
No.
Okay. Now, let's go into the driver's seat, right? Now, we're going to go to pre-dynastic times, right? We're going to Egypt. We're going to Kemet. I'm sorry. We're going to Kemet. Samata way.
Same.
Right. So, if you European, right? Well, not European, Caucasus descent, right? And you come over, right? This is when they was invading, I say Hyksos times and all that type shit. Even though they were a form of us, just lighter, right? Now, the invasion's coming. When we first see a European, right? They kick them right back out after the fight. I'm not sure.
King of Shepherds.
Now, we're in Egypt, right, Kemet? Now, if you come to war with me, right?
Mm-hmm.
If we war back then, they would bring their family, right? Bring their whole lineage, 100,000 people. Now, you lose this battle. What do you ask me? Can you keep my name going, right? Can you take an heir?
We're going to run the nation.
So now I'm going to marry your daughter while after I kill you off.
So wait.
That's my presence to your nation.
Right.
Right? Now, this is what happened in Kemet.
I'm just saying.
They would take on daughters, right? Because that's where corruption came at. Corruption came. Now, and now
like
you got...
This. I don't like this.
Oh, wait. No, hear me out. It's
for one reason.
Hear me out real quick. Now, I'm just saying. I'm just speaking on historic facts so far.
Mm.
When they came to fight, they would take on a daughter, right? Mm-hmm. But that's why we dealt in polygamy with many wives, because we kept our woman up.
Wait a minute.
They had pre-dynastic time. I'm just saying, the first dynasty, he didn't have more than one wife.
I'm just saying, where do we get this information from? Like, where does this...
Off the pyramids.
No.
These are on the pyramids, the information I'm speaking. People still to this day. Shaq answer Jop. Hold on, wait. No, I'm sorry, but I got somebody right now, Asar Imhotep. He no good. He a linguist. They're linguists. Because if you say the glyphs have not been broke, then tell me what they say. Do you see how that works? So for us to say this information is fake, this is how you fuck it all up. Because the Dogon, right? This is where I fuck everybody up at. An indigenous tribe to Africa that never been conquered. I went to the Bronze Kingdom. You know this, Meg. I'm about to give you some facts. From Africa, that moved all the way from the other side of Africa, and they can't understand. Africa, like five Americans in one, right?
Yeah.
Now, these people are all on the other side of Africa, feet, foot wise. They beat feet
We're missing certain concepts.
Where?
It can't be all the way over there. There wasn't no river.
No, hear me out. They came 65,000 years ago. We don't know what
it was. That's what I'm saying. It wasn't no Atlantic Ocean back then. Like, this was all like the one land.
Right, but I'm saying, so they like had, I'm saying, where they were at, no, regardless of that, that's like this, right? If this piece of land break today and tomorrow, right, this piece of land is still together by itself. So regardless if they walk from Africa, regardless if they walk from Egypt to where the Dogon Valley is now. The Dogon Valley is on the other side of that land, is what I'm saying, right now. So for them to be able to do that, just hear me out, right? They knew the story. They got a story called Little Bear, Great Bear. This is what I'm telling you. The Moors only knew information that everyone had. I'm about to bust it down to you because they're a pre-dynastic group. So whatever they know is what it really is.
Right.
You get what I'm saying? They never been conquered. You know how they got the Moorish information out the bull? We watched the Kwaku John when they set him on that fucking island for 15 years by himself.
Yeah.
And he starts spitting his information. I'm telling you, the more they try to paint him as so bad, right? Because that we traded. You understand? Because I'm more.
Yeah, I'm more.
Remember what I told you? We all are more.
Right.
You get what I'm saying? Yeah. But they diminish the African. I'm telling you, no lie. Just look at pre-dynastic times and look at the Dogon. They got a story called Little Bear, Great Bear. And it's about a white dwarf. It's a star, Sirius B, in the sky right now.
Ursa Minor, Ursa Major.
This was our rites, the passage back then. These were stories we knew at 14. Do you get what I'm saying?
Like,
you wasn't no adult till you passed this test.
Like,
the same testing that they give, right, for that... A cultural, that's what it is, acculturation.
Right.
It's a cult. That's all it is. Because if we are all family, we ain't got no groups. Do you understand how I'm about to bust this shit down? Dig it. So now they bring their army, right? They lose. But they still got fucking 400,000, you know what I'm saying? 30,000 people still here. But they're outside. This is where we was going wrong too. But we still let them in. You got the cash.
Right.
Mind you, you could look at the rocks. When they do the science on the rocks, nowhere has vegetation like us. Right. Now, you read a book called Dirt. Nowhere was like Kemet when it came to vegetation except South America and America, right? But people wasn't on to them like us. They didn't, they weren't hip yet. So, when we, now, two generations in, right? Somebody of my complexion and his, right? Mm-hmm. I got family, wherever these caucus people at, white power, right? Don't forget what you are. Now, on everywhere I go, I hear, you know what I mean? Be proud of who you are. So now it's putting two different concepts in my head. We seen this happen with Tiger Woods. Right. I ain't black.
Oh, no, no.
Right?
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. He doesn't know who he is, so when they take the colors away, he'll just go to the nearest thing. That was Asia. Because we don't have a nationality.
Mm-mm. No, I'm saying this is they still in they still the same. You understand? This is this ain't happened yet. What I'm saying with the caucus, I'm saying this the beginning, the first one. Now, my cousins outside, they've been fucking just like the two generations that I am. So you understand? It's more of me. So when I go outside the walls, mind you, I'm royalty. So I'm a cousin. So now my cousins and shit, they you know, they third cousins. You know what I'm saying? I'm giving the game.
All right.
Because only royalty could have that information back then. The regular people did not know specific things. You understand what I'm saying? Like certain things that help you get along with life, like the vibration and all that.
That
now,
concept,
right?
Too, that you're saying, like, only certain people. What dark-skinned person don't know everything we're saying right now if you get them just stop? Nigga, get out the LeBron.
No, you right.
They all know. They
no, I'm saying.
Know.
No, I'm saying. All right, but no.
I'm trying to make a point.
All right.
Which one of us don't just already know this just randomly walking down the street? You can find a fiend to break this shit down all the way to this final compound. The European has to study for years.
Right, because of method. Right.
No, wait. How?
The white person.
We got to keep remembering.
Because you got to remember, your brain, right?
Well, he wasn't.
You could push a thought from here to here, right? Scientific fact, they could, they compute and process on one side and evaluate in the other. Processing on one side, you use both hemispheres. Polarity.
Right. That's called the world. So, wait, my point is, when do you think this guy came? Because you're talking way ancient dynasty.
No,
when do you think the European came? He was not the Hyksos.
No. He wasn't the Hyksos. But I'm saying his DNA come from Dravidians and shit like that.
So that's
right.
So
no, right. But no, I'm just giving you times, right? But they came into Egypt. They have them. Or they have a European
guys
in Egypt. Yes.
When?
Hold on. I got you. I've been studying this a long time, bro.